It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community is Monty Murray. And Monty always has lots of interesting things to tell us that most of the time we don't know,
no.
But we should know.
Right.
So it's great to have you in. How's it been going, Monty?
It's going great.
Good. You told me off the mic there that you're kind of ready for this COVID thing to settle down so you can kind of get back into doing the things that normally you do. Yeah. But you did say that something about a virtual Boston marathon?
Yeah. I've got a friend that's supposed to, you know, Boston was canceled.
Yeah.
And I had a good friend that qualified and was scheduled to run Boston. And so Boston has set a virtual marathon in a couple of weeks, like second week in September.
Uh-huh.
And so you just run it where you're at.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do that. As far as I understand, he's still doing that.
Yeah.
He's going to run it here in Texarkana.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
And then he submits, he proves to Boston that, hey, I ran the marathon.
I did do this.
On that day.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll send him his medal and his
I think that is.
I want to be a part of that. I'm going to take a picture.
So the Boston Marathon in Texarkana.
You going to help him out a little?
I'm going to help him out
all
with
right.
that, hopefully.
Cool. Boston Marathon comes to Texarkana.
That's right.
All right, I like that.
You heard it here.
So I'm going to be running in the Boston Marathon, hopefully, in a few weeks.
There you go.
There we go.
I knew you'd find a way. But you are here to talk about some things that we may or may not, and most of the time it's we don't know
right.
about, that we need to know about. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit.
Number one, you know, I handle personal injury accidents,
right?
And that's all that I do.
Uh-huh.
And people are under the impression, a lot of times they don't want to go to a lawyer for help
mm-hmm.
when they've been in an accident and because they don't want to sue somebody. They'll say, well, I haven't hired a lawyer because I don't believe in suing somebody.
All right.
But what they don't understand is my goal is to keep them from having to do that. My goal is to avoid a lawsuit if at all possible, because it is never in their best interest to file a lawsuit. My goal is to work this out and get their case resolved with the insurance company, because I know what I'm doing and they don't know what they're
right.
doing. And so
right.
the insurance companies will obviously try to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm,
they're
right.
in the business of making money.
Well, yeah, they don't want to give
money.
They don't want to pay out any money.
So right. they will take advantage of you.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm there to prevent. But I'm not there to file a lawsuit unless it's absolutely necessary. Like there are times, all the time, happens weekly, insurance companies will only offer to pay half of your medical expenses. You know, maybe you've got $10,000 that's owed
mm-hmm.
in medical okay. expenses.
Right.
The insurance company will say, we're only going to pay $5,000 and that's it. We're not mm-hmm. even going to pay all your mm-hmm. medical.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
let alone
sometimes
the damage.
It's yep. necessary to file a lawsuit.
Sure. Right.
But that's, you know, that's not every case is like that. But even in those cases, it's never a good thing. Because one of the things I always like to point out uh-huh. is we cannot sue the insurance company.
Right.
When you file a lawsuit, you have to sue the person that hits you, even if it's an 80-year-old widow
right.
or an 18-year-old college student
yep.
that's struggling to, you know, pay your way through college. No matter who it is, you have to sue them.
Right.
And then at trial, you cannot tell the jury that this widow has insurance. So the jury
thinks
will never know she has insurance.
Thinks right. you're suing that little
That's
old
right.
woman.
So it,
now
it,
when you
yep.
sue that individual, the insurance company will pay for everything.
Right.
But you just can't tell the jury at trial that this lady has insurance. And so the jury, for the most part, will believe you're suing this 80-year-old lady that has no insurance. How is she going to pay this?
I gotcha.
Right.
You
I
know.
Gotcha.
And so they're not going to give you any money for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to think,
well,
you know,
we're not
we don't want her to
more.
Have to pay this yeah. out of
right.
her pocket.
Right.
And so that creates a real problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem. I can see that.
Or yeah. if it's a person that winds up disappearing, a drug addict
uh-huh.
or whatever that causes an accident, and then the insurance company can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say they just drop off face of the
right.
earth and... Well, then there's no insurance coverage. Well, then you have no chance of recovering anything
mm-hmm.
because the insurance company is going to say that defeats our policy
right.
because the insured has a duty to cooperate with us
right.
at every level.
And they're not.
That happens frequently as well.
We're talking with Monty Murray, things that you need to know when it comes to insurance and accidents and things like that, because you really don't know what you think you know. I've learned that over the last few visits. 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John and friends, Monty Murray in with us this morning, and you were talking about the fact that, you know, a lot of times when you're suing, you may not get what you want out of it, and you're there when people come to you. You're trying to give them the best advice.
You're maximizing what they're going to get.
What they're going to get out of this, and trying to do the best for them. And a lot of times the best for them, or you said almost every single time the best for them is not to sue. It's to try to work something out because of all the roadblocks you talked about earlier.
That's right.
It's going to take, what I tell people is, I guarantee them two things, that it's going to take years to resolve once we file a lawsuit. People think, if you watch TV, you see they'll file a lawsuit that morning, and then tomorrow
the
they'll be trying. The next day they'll be trying. You file a lawsuit tomorrow, and in 3 years from now, you might be trying it. The last case that I tried was, we tried it 5 years after the accident.
Oh, my goodness, 5?
Yeah, so that's one guarantee, is it's never going to resolve quickly.
So it's better to try to work something out.
The other thing is, you're probably never going to be happy with what the jury gives you.
Right.
And that's almost a given right there.
Yeah.
Juries are not going to, people think, I don't know why they think this, but they think if they try a case to a jury, jury's going to give them a lot of money.
Maybe some places.
And there may be other places on the East Coast or West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah. Well, this is not New York City.
But no. So, but it's not going to happen in Bowie County or Miller County.
Right.
Yes, I
know. It's just not going to happen. If you've been there, you know.
I've been there, done that, know that.
But the other good thing is, once we do file a lawsuit, because we have to sometimes.
Right.
I would say 95% of all cases that we file will resolve before it goes to the jury.
There you go.
I mean, and the insurance company will wind up paying more. Now, my clients probably won't get more because of the expenses and the added attorney's fees and all that. They may get the same amount or maybe a little bit more, but not worth waiting 2 years.
Right.
But most cases will settle before they actually go to trial to a jury.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you file a case doesn't mean it's not going to settle, because chances are it will.
Right.
But it's still, if you don't have to, you don't want to do that.
Try not to.
You know, but... And when we pick juries, most people think, I'm going to pick the jury. We get to pick the juries, the jurors that we like, but we don't. We get to strike ones that we absolutely don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we either, in county court at law, we get 6 strikes, and in district court we get 12. But usually we'll have 12, a dozen people that we really don't want on our jury. We want to strike them. But we only have 6 strikes.
Right.
So the biggest thing is trying to figure out which of those 6 we think are the worst.
Right.
And that's generally what happens.
I got you.
But we're usually stuck with a jury that we either know nothing about, or we know they're probably not going to be favorable.
Yeah. And so you're taking the best of the least there. It's kind of we'll settle for, because we got to get rid of that one, because we know
that's
not going to happen.
Yeah.
I got you.
So that's generally what happens. But also, when we try these cases, you're not going to be trying it to a courtroom full of people watching you.
Yeah.
You're going to be trying it to an empty courtroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not a headline grabbing story.
The conventions going on right now.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, they're trying to give these exciting speeches to an empty room.
Very good.
An empty room. Or just
very
to a television
example.
Camera.
Yeah.
And they're not nearly as exciting when you've seen Perry Mason and all that, where you get a courtroom full of people, and when the witness says, you know, when you catch a witness in a lie, the whole courtroom
goes,
it's not
that doesn't happen.
No. A lot more technicality
it's not
to
very
it.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
And they're also just not very exciting.
Well, no, they really aren't.
But so my job is to try to convince people we need to resolve this.
Right.
And you'd be surprised how many people out there know more than I do.
Being facetious?
I am.
Attorneys from Google and medical.
I do this for a living.
Dr. Google.
I've done it for 35 years.
Yeah. Right.
But they will disagree with me.
Well, in New York, I saw this happen.
And they know more about this than
okay.
I do a lot of times. I love the clients that say, you're my lawyer, that's why I have you.
Yes.
Right.
I'm going to listen to you and do what you tell me to do.
Absolutely.
Those
follow.
Are the clients lawyers want to have.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And Monty, before we play this little, it's not really a game today. It's kind of a what do you like kind of thing. And you
okay.
But anyway, because we really didn't have a game today. But once again, Monty is there to be your advisor and your advocate, and that's what we like about him. He's very knowledgeable, been doing it for almost four decades or whatever. He knows his business. He specifies in that. He's specific on that, so he knows it. You're there to be their advisor and their helper to give them the best outcome. It's not like, okay, walk in, oh yeah, let's go sue. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. So my goal is to help you through this process, to help you get your case resolved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not an adversarial process starting off. And because a lot of times, you know, you can do better by being nice
right.
than by being adversarial and being mean. And I try to develop a rapport with the adjusters. I'm nice to them. They're nice to me. And
mm-hmm.
And that's always better for my client.
Right, right.
So if I could leave you with one, your listeners with uh-huh. one word, it would be, that if you're ever sitting on a jury and it's an automobile accident or something, a personal injury case,
right.
just know that there's insurance involved. Now, the lawyers can't tell you, but
right.
there is insurance, I promise you.
They're
just not allowed to tell you.
You
there is. So especially if you see me.
If you see Monty.
There's insurance, because otherwise I'm not interested in going after anybody's personal assets.
See, I'm going to keep that in mind if I'm ever back on a jury again. And
right.
I know, and if I see Monty, I'm going to go, okay, there's insurance involved.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
This is not a game today. It's just kind of a this or that, as
so
they
opinions.
Call it.
Opinions, okay.
You pick which one you like or would take, and maybe we'll ask you why.
Okay.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
Hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Iced. All right. Vacationing. Wow, these are not two big vacation spots, but vacationing in Wisconsin or in North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Those are my choices.
Yep.
choices. Yeah, well, I'm going to have to choose North Carolina as well.
Okay. Fishing or hiking?
Fishing.
Hiking.
All right. I'd go with the fishing
Fly
myself.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Fly fishing.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'd love to learn how to do that. If you drink beer or wine?
Neither. They
wine.
Both taste rotten.
Okay. Jumping on a trampoline or walking on stilts?
Jumping on a trampoline.
Yeah, I'll go with that
I can't
that
do
one.
The stilts. I'd be hurt.
Being out on a lake or being out on the ocean?
The ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Playing volleyball or playing badminton?
Badminton.
Badminton.
I do like badminton.
Yeah.
And it's.
I'm pretty lethal. It used to be.
Yeah. It seems like a lot easier than volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball's going to wear you out, especially at our age. Coin collecting or stamp collecting? We've had that before.
Coin.
I would rather own coins mm-hmm. than stamps.
Right. We can cash in coin.
That's right.
Playing Yahtzee or Monopoly?
Yahtzee.
I'm going to say Yahtzee.
Yahtzee, all right. I think so, too.
What would you have played?
When I was a kid,
yeah.
I would have said, oh, Monopoly. But now that I'm an adult,
right.
I'd go Yahtzee.
It seems to take forever.
It just takes too long.
And I don't have the patience for that
right.
anymore. Now, this next one, and it's the last one.
Okay.
You have to, open your mind a little bit and think out of the box, okay?
Okay.
Being, if there was such a thing as reincarnation.
All right.
Being reincarnated as a yellow jacket. Which, of course, is a wasp of sorts, or a moth.
Oh, I want to be a yellow jacket.
Yeah, I don't.
Because moths
don't want to
are
be a
stupid.
Moth.
They go straight into the flame. They go straight into the light. No, I'm not doing that.
That is a weird question. But
I told you it was weird.
Jacket.
You have to think out of the box.
Except yellow jackets probably only have a lifespan of 1 week or something.
Yeah,
yeah, but the moth flies and into the light.
Then they sting somebody, and they probably die the next hour.
Yeah. Yellow jackets don't die when they sting.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Only
she's
the
a
bees.
She's a yellow jacket expert.
Well.
Have a lot of those up in Canada?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Monty Murray, for coming
right.
in.
Thank you all for having me.
Thank
back.
You for
no
playing
worries.
Our silly game. You are always welcome to come in and talk to us. And I hope you people out there are a little smarter today for having listened to Monty, because he knows his business and he's here to help you.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.